CNBC is reporting that the stock market rallied with the news that President Trump's chief strategist, Steve Bannon, is out at the White House. As Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee put it, White House Chief of Staff John Kelly and Steve Bannon have mutually agreed today would be Bannon's last day. Bannon, the firebrand former owner of Breitbart News, which he called a platform for the alt-right, became Trump's campaign manager a year ago. This week, he called up liberal journalist Bob Kuttner to compliment him on an article about China, and then went on to expound on North Korea, people he was going to get fired, and the right wing, sending policymakers from the military to the White House scrambling. Ron Elving is NPR's senior Washington editor and correspondent. He joins us now. And Ron, this ouster, this firing has been rumored for weeks, but would you care to speculate if it was maybe that interview that was the final straw?
You know, in a sense, Robin, what happened this week made what had been inevitable suddenly more convenient. It has been rumored for weeks, as you say, but it was not so much a question of whether in those stories, but when, and the president might find some other role for Steve Bannon, somebody whose advice and counsel he has clearly relied upon and valued for this past year and one day, and that's how long he has been at President Trump's side. Bannon was, though, kind of a natural and likely scapegoat for the disaster of Charlottesville and the reaction of the president to Charlottesville.
Well, talk a little bit more about that, because we mentioned he was with Breitbart News, claimed to be a platform for some of these right-wing groups. Was he whispering into Trump's ear when Trump said things like equating counter-protesters with Nazis and saying that those statues, the Confederate statues, are beautiful? Was Trump getting a sounding board for things that he believed?
Well, by all reports, Steve Bannon was praising the president's initial statement on Saturday that so many other people in both parties, all parties, found unsatisfactory, and then chafed when the president came out on Monday, apparently at the urging of others in his inner circle, and repudiated the Saturday message, in effect, by saying, no, I am not for the KKK or neo-Nazis or white supremacists. They must be condemned in the strongest terms. Then on Tuesday, the president, of course, broke through the bonds at a news conference, an impromptu one, at Trump Tower, and said all the things that have dominated the conversation ever since. And that has been seen as, whether it's fair or not fair, largely the influence of Steve Bannon, because he came out after that and said, this is the kind of politics that we succeed with. We would like the Democrats to talk about tearing down the Confederate statues so that we can then go talk about economic nationalism and jobs for working-class Americans.
Meanwhile, he also told Bob Kuttner in what his friends, Bannon's friends, say he thought was a private conversation. There is no such thing with, you know, when you call up a journalist like that. But he also told Bob Kuttner that he thought right-wingers were clowns. So he was undermining the very thing that he might have been encouraging the president to say. Look, Fox News is reporting a number of conservative groups are protesting Steve Bannon's removal. There is talk that Bannon may be returning to Breitbart, which is said, and these are various reports, which is said to be ramping up for war against Donald Trump. Is this going to be and by the way, there's a source for that, a Bannon friend cited by Vanity Fair correspondent Gabriel Sherman. So,
well,
yeah.
I think there is going to be some turmoil within the conservative media and on the conservative side in general, because many people did see Steve Bannon as a champion for their point of view, for the America First point of view, and an opponent or at least a counterweight to such people around the president as Gary Cohn, his chief economics advisor, and Steve Mnuchin, the Treasury Secretary, who were seen as New Yorkers and globalists, and even sometimes referred to by these conservatives as Democrats. And Steve Bannon was supposed to be their guy to counterweight the influence of those men, and of course also that of Ivanka Trump and her husband Jared.
Okay, so let's see, Reince Priebus, Michael Flynn, the list of people exiting the White House now includes Steve Bannon. Who's in his ear? Is it General Kelly?
General Kelly is making a real difference in this White House. So is the influence of Ivanka and Jared, as we just discussed, Cohn and Mnuchin. Those are the people the president is more likely to listen to if he is not listening to Steve Bannon and Steve Miller and some of the other people that Bannon brought into the president's inner circle. So there will probably be more people exiting. There will probably be some new faces coming aboard. John Kelly is going to want to extend his influence and I don't want to say flex his muscles, but show that he is really in control control of the staff, but ultimately what he has to show he's in control of is the president himself.
Meanwhile, because of Steve Bannon, they got a lot of cleanup to do. He was saying things to Bob Kuntner like, oh, I think we would be happy, you know, trading troops in South Korea for North Korea getting rid of its nuclear weapons, to which everyone said, no, I don't think we want to be doing that. So some cleanup to be done. Ron Elving, NPR senior Washington editor and correspondent. Thank you.
Thank you, Robin.